right, call to order this public hearing for ordinance 38-2016 and ordinance 40-2016. If you'd like to speak for or against it, this is your time. Public hearing is now closed.
Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for September 26th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
Flag, United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, of God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well.
Can we have a roll call?
Shirley Rose. Tim Salters.
Here.
Ann Ravelez.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Wayne Patton.
Here.
Brian Rose.
Here.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Call for question. Yes.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Shirley.
The agenda is adopted by a vote of 6. Need approval of the minutes for the September 12th meeting.
Make a motion to approve minutes from September 12th.
Second. Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Call for question.
Salter.
Yes.
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 Scott Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. And then we'll move on. Committee chair report. Report of city officers.
Chief Dusty Lou King, Vincent's Police Department. I just wanted to take the opportunity to introduce our four newest officers that we were able to swear in at tonight's Board of Works meeting. So if I could have you guys come on up. I'd like to introduce you guys to units number 220, 221, 222, and 223, that being Mr. Kenneth Lance here. Kenneth is from the Northern Knox area, and he's a reservist, and so we're looking forward to having him around at the police department. Jude Craycraft, he's from Muncie, Indiana, although he's been in the area for quite a while now, since about 2010, I believe, so we were looking forward to having him on. Aaron Luce, and Aaron's local. Aaron, as well, has worked out at the Sheriff's Department as a jailer since about March. He has a brother that's a deputy out there, and of course, we've had some Luces in the law enforcement business around the area for a little while. And then Thaddeus Goldman, Thad, he's local as well. And he is also in the guard, and I may have got those two backwards. But at any rate, we're happy to have him here as well. And this brings us back up to full staff, which we've not been at for about a year. So we appreciate you, and I'm sure Mr. Goldman appreciates you, the fact that we were able to go ahead and fill Major Holt's position to get his training in order prior to Denny leaving with his retirement just after the first of the year. So we appreciate that, and we welcome them to the department.
Good. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Mayor, were you going to talk about the interlocal agreement?
Yes.
I don't have that with me. Tonight at the Board of Works, we signed an interlocal agreement with the Knox County. They are going to provide $20,000 to go towards the improvements at the animal shelter. So we accept that agreement now, then whenever the money comes, you guys will have to take an appropriate. This is for your info. Yeah, I all of. Old business, ordinance 38-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $33,787.04 from Edit and $1,679.60 from Riverboat. Your first reading was.
Make a motion to read ordinance 38 and read and approve ordinance 38-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 38-2016.
Ordinance 38-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $33,789 from Edit, $1,680 from.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to have for the record that we had a public hearing for ordinance 38-2016. No one spoke for or against said ordinance.
Any discussion?
Call the question.
Yes.
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 Scott Brown.
Yes.
Tatton.
Yes.
Brian Crowe.
Yes.
A second reading passes by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 38-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 38-2016.
Ordinance 38-2016, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts, sections 1 and 2, $33,789 from Edit, $1,680 from Riverboat.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Salters.
Yes.
Henry.
Yes.
Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Patton.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 38-2016 passes by a vote of 6. Move to new business. First up is SIDC Michelle Carrico discussing police grant. And I did hand them all the.
Okay. Mayor. Tonight we're here to discuss the city looking at potentially submitting an application to the same funding agency that just funded your windows there at the police station, DNR Historic Preservation Fund grant. They do it once a year, and when we did our kickoff meeting, they were also, the folks were stating to Terry and the mayor and myself and Larry that their funds are also not just bricks and mortar, but there is the other funding that's available for planning and feasibility studies and so forth. And so we were in discussions about the city looking at applying for assessment plan dollars and could even go further with bid specifications from those plans as a part of this funding that you could apply for. To look at your needs in the future and to know exactly and maintain the facility there for the police station. I believe the mayor said you guys have the project cost to look at there. Some estimated costs that were given to us to look at for submitting the application was the assessment plan being like $15,500. That would be assessing everything in the building there as far as, you know, your electrical, HVAC, and everything in the building itself for when condition of it, when repairs might be needed, the cost estimates of it would come from that. And then also you could move on and do bid specifications as a piece of this grant also. It is a 50-50 match grant, same as last time, although with this, it's only a max grant amount of $35,000 instead of the $50,000 with the bricks and mortar. I mean, you would be looking at 50-50, the same as the last application, like the windows. So those two pieces there would be 49. So you would be looking at a grant of 24.5 if you went in doing both of those, or if you did the plan only, the grant would be the $7,750, which is half of the 15.5. If you were interested in doing that. The other things on there is for requirements of procurement processes, and then also for the grant writing services that SIDC provides, and the project coordination and admin of the grant, if it is funded, is what those other items there. And of course, that's local match that pays for those professionals. The local, you would match it 50-50, the 24.5, and then those additional local. If you went for both of them, your local would be the 32.4, and that would be a total project cost of 56.9 there then. And then, as you can see with the plan, it would be local of 13,650 and a total project of 21.4 for having a plan conducted on your police station building. Does anyone have any questions at this point on the funding or what it would entail? Or
so the big grand kind of plan behind this is all the improvements that we would need for our facility, and then we'd probably get a detailed, like, this is the top priority down to the lowest priority and how much each one would cost, and then time that it would take to be able to do each one. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It will also help you because you can go in for the bricks and mortar funding again for that same building from year to year. It's some of the other funding agencies, you know, you have to hold out and wait, you know, several years before you can go in for funding, but this one you can go in for yearly.
And this is just basically being proactive rather than reactive.
It is.
All our problems,
yes,
that we have in the department. Just there'll be a plan in place that we can say, hey, in a couple of years, we'll look.
It gives us a list of things that we can kind of knock out when we have funds available, right?
But just like the last grant, you have to commit to this match before we actually.
The application is due. Sorry. The application is due October the 7th, a week from this Friday, so it is coming up quickly. It's once a year. It's usually always the first Friday in October when these are due. So we are kind of looking at a quick turnaround for submission. Same timeline. You won't know until next year whether it's been officially funded or not. And then it would be a year to complete, and so it'd be like June of 18 by the time it'd have to be completed if it was funded.
Probably edit would be the source of the match.
That's where we took the money, the window.
That sounds like we should proceed, in my opinion.
Okay, if somebody, are you making a
make a motion for the match?
That you are in support of the match.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we have to show your support for the grant before she.
I make a motion to support.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Vice President Salters to support this grant
application. There we go.
Call.
Question?
Jim, you got it.
Yes.
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Patton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Yeah, that is 4-6-0 in favor of applying.
Thank you.
Okay, next we're going to look at ordinances 40, 41, and 42. Do you want to suspend the rules?
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules for ordinance 40, 41, and 42 to have all three readings tonight. These are all things that we've already previously agreed to in budget hearings. So it's kind of repetitive right here. So that's why we would like to suspend the rules and approve these.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Grove, to suspend the rules for ordinance 40, 41, and 42 to have all three readings.
Call for the question.
Skip Salters.
Yes.
Dan Revelat.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown. Wayne Patton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Okay, we have suspended the rules by a vote of 6-0. First is ordinance 40-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, amount of $20,000 from edit.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 40-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 40-2016.
Ordinance 40-2016, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal part 6, 1 and 2, $20,000 from edit.
Housing. Discussion.
Call for question.
Yes.
Revelat.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Patton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 40-2016 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 40-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 40-2016.
Ordinance 40-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $20,000.
Discussion.
Question.
Salter.
Yes.
Revelat.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Patton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 40-2016 passed by a vote of 6.
Make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 40-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 40-2016.
Ordinance 40-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $20,000 from edit 2, rental housing.
Discussion.
Question.
Yes.
Dan Revelat.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Patton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 40-2016 passes by a vote. Next up is ordinance 41-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, amount of $40,000 from.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 41-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 41-2016.
Ordinance 41-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $40,000, unsafe building fence.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Alter.
Yes.
Revelat.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Patton.
Yes.
Brian Crowe.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 41-2016 passes by a vote of 6.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 41-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 41-2016.
Ordinance 41-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $40,000, unsafe building fund.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Yes.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Patton. Yes.
Brian Crowe.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 41-2016 passes by a vote of 6.
Make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 41-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 41-2016.
Ordinance 41-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $40,000 from unsafe building.
Gosh.
Call for question.
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Patton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Heard and final reading of ordinance 41-2016, passed by a vote of 6-0. Next up is ordinance 42-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $20,000 from edit.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 42-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Ravelet for first reading of ordinance 42-2016.
Ordinance 42-2016, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from edit to fire department overtime, $20,000.
Discussion.
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 42-2016, passed by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion to have second reading of ordinance 42-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 42-2016.
Ordinance 42-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $20,000 from edit to fire department overtime.
Jim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Mike Patton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 42-2016, passed by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 42-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 42-2016.
Ordinance 42-2016, sections 1 and 2, it's an additional appropriation ordinance from edit, $20,000 to fire department overtime.
Discussion.
Question.
Jim Salter?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Mike Patton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 42-2016, passed by a vote of 6. Next is ordinance 43-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance.
Make a motion to read first reading for ordinance 43-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 43-2016.
Ordinance 43-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending the zoning of real estate in Vincennes, Knox County, State of Indiana, Section 1, 2, 3. The mill is currently zoned industrial and needs to be zoned commercial residential.
Brian Johnson, I'm here with Andy Mizak, and on behalf of Robinson Elevators, this is a petition to change from I-1 to C-2 the grain elevators on 104 North 1st Street. The game plan is for Mr. Mizak in late 27 to tear down the grain elevators and then put in a multi-family housing. The reason we're in front of you right now is because he is applying for some tax credits, and he has to apply for those by November the 7th. And before he can apply for those tax credits, it already has to be zoned C2 build multi.
Andy Mizak, I think Brian said 2017, the end of. I do have a preliminary plan.
I've been waiting for this for.
Yeah.
I did turn my phone off.
Like that.
Thank you. We've been looking at this for, I don't know, a year, at least more than a year, 2 years. But what we're proposing is to take the existing site where the silos are, remove those silos, and build a new three-story building on that location. This is just a part of our application. And again, I want to stress, we're just putting the application in. Before we started Clark's Crossing, I said the same thing. There are no guarantees. We're applying for the funding. We hope we get awarded the tax credits, but we feel very confident or we wouldn't be doing it. But we are proceeding. As Mr. Johnson said, our application is due November 7th. We will find out if we're awarded the tax credits the last Thursday in February of 18, which I think is 23rd of February.
17.
Too many dates here. 17. So February 23rd of 17. If we're awarded, we should get notification around that time. It'll take us the rest of the year for our due diligence, so construction would start the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, take about a year to complete, and then we would be leasing this up early 2019. So I think I got those dates right. This is just a portion of the project. This is half the project. The other half are 11 blight elimination sites the city currently has. We'll take those 11 properties and turn those into brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes. So all those locations will have brand new homes located on all those sites. We also have an additional 11 units that we have to build, which would be not the blight elimination sites, but we're looking at other properties right now around town to build 11 more homes. So we would have 22 brand new 3-bedroom homes in Vincennes plus this building. They have to be in the city limits. So if you look at the first page, we're looking at just a rough site plan. The first floor would be a combination of affordable housing units, and on the two ends we're looking at maybe small retail spaces on the first floor, and then the second, the remainder of the first floor and the second floor would be affordable housing units, and then what we're also looking at proposing are market rate units on the top floor, 10 units there. So we'd have 22 affordable units, 10 market rate units on the top, plus a rooftop terrace.
Are these going to be private eventually, where they'll be paying property taxes?
There's a combination here. Okay. So we have the affordable, similar to Clark's Crossing, is based on your income. Mm-hmm. Market rate units will be a taxable entity.
Okay.
So, and the retail spaces
will be taxable.
Correct. Correct.
And tonight, if they approve this, then it goes back to area plan.
I'm sorry?
If they approve this tonight on first reading, then it goes back to area plan, then it will come back here.
Right. We have, I think, area plan meeting is October 4th.
Yes.
Right. October 4th. Then we'd have to come back here for second and third reading following the approval by area plan.
So you said 22 units you were thinking in this building, and then you were going after part two would be another
22.
So we're looking
at 44 units.
44
total.
Units.
Right. We had 47 in Clark's Crossing, 47 apartments. So similar size. If you take a look at the drawings that I gave you, there's floor plans, and then the very last page, that's actually a project that we've completed down in Mount Vernon, but it'd be something very similar along the river. That's actually right on Water Street and Main Street in Mount Vernon, rooftop terrace. Overlooking the river, and then just a typical unit on the interior.
Any problem with this being in the historic division?
No.
Has this gone for the historic review board yet?
Not yet. This is the first step. This is the first anyone has heard about it right now.
Looking these things over right here, I mean, these answer a couple of problems, you know, as a city as we have, as you find affordable housing or nicer housing that, you know, kind of get built up. But then it also addresses trying to put some people down on Main Street, which was, you know, a topic that we've had a couple weeks ago when we had InVent in here. So this addresses two big things that we've been looking at trying to achieve. So I applaud your efforts, and I look forward to supporting this.
And the 11 houses that you were talking about, all those are going to be rentals, or are those going to be properties for sale? Or
those will be rentals. And in this QAP, the application process for this year, they actually have lease purchase options, which we are looking at. So after a 15-year period, those people that are renting those units would have the opportunity to purchase those at the end of 15. So I don't have all the details worked out yet, but that's what we're looking at. It's an option.
Actually 22.
22, what did I say?
Well, they mentioned 11, but it's actually 22 homes.
There'd be 22 homes.
11 white properties, as well as they've got to find another property to build the other 11.
There would be 22 of those. If you've been to Washington, west side of Washington, they're by Lena Dunn.
Lena Dunn, right, that little division right there.
Westwood Crossing, those homes along Maxwell Avenue right there, we built those homes, something similar to that. Because most of these, the properties for the blight elimination are one city lot. So we're looking at a home that would front the street, a back-loaded garage off the alley, and we'd have them set up that direction, because you're only 40 or 50 feet in width in these lots. So be something similar to that.
So all the houses would be the same then?
No. There are
different
plans. I know we have at least four, probably six different floor plan layouts. Bicknell, when we did the neighborhood stabilization program up on Liberty Street and along Main Street, when you ride on Bicknell, you see those new houses. I don't know if our lots are big enough for those, because most of those had attached garages on the side, but they'd be something that quality and similar to that.
And you have notified all adjacent property owners? Are you all?
Yes. Send out our green card.
Okay. Now, the 22 off-site, the blight elimination part, that's just, it doesn't have to be in this area. It just has to be within the city. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
No, they're, we have basically the city.
Okay.
That's a game changer right there to try to, you know, 22 new properties from blighted properties. I mean, that's a big number.
I mean, you're you know, well over $100,000 homes you're going to be building on those
right,
sites.
Right, and then completely redoing that area where the grain bin is, which is, you know, been kind of dormant. So, yeah, I mean, that changes the structure of Vincennes, which is something that we've all talked about. You want to see happen, and now here's a plan that can actually do this all in, you know, one fell swoop, basically.
As I stated, no guarantees, but we're trying. We're going to try.
Given the other investment along the riverfront, this is certainly complements the public investment in that area, and probably will stimulate further private development, I would assume.
Yes. We actually just, I went up there the other day and walked the new river walk and looked at it. We shot some grades across this property, and coming along, it looks very nice up there with the benches and planters along Culberson. Nice, we'll have a nice view of that.
You've done a good job.
Be the same quality. Yeah.
Without any further questions, I'd like to make a motion to read and approve ordinance 43, 2016. Oh, we already did. We just called for a question. All right. Well, it's been a while. That's why.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Rivelet.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 43, 2016 passes by a vote of 6-0, and now that will go to area plan, and you will see it back the 11th.
Nice try.
Okay, next, ordinance 44, 2016, additional appropriation ordinance amount of $70,241 from edit.
Make a motion for first reading of ordinance 44-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 44-2016.
Ordinance 44-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $17,241 from Edit.
Discussion. Get this all.
Tim Salters.
Oops.
This discussion. This is all Riverwalk.
Mayor, that's getting closer to completion, right? I was down it the other day, and it's looking quite impressive.
Plan is that it will be completed the 21st, and I hope like maybe the 28th to have a ribbon cutting. And
okay.
And if you haven't been down, I encourage you to go down and look at it because it is look come along really nice. And
yeah, it's nice.
They started putting lights up today, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lighted. Yeah. Big town. Big town.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Yes.
Dan Revellette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 44-2016 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 45-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain equipment of the city and incidental expense in connection therewith and on account bonds.
Make a motion for first reading of ordinance 45-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall for first reading of ordinance 45-2016.
Bond ordinance number 45-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of these bonds, section 1 through 5.
Discussion.
After the 5 years, when, and I know this goes in kind of both of these, when the bond with the street department equipment, I saw that that's kind of staggered out. While with the police cars, we'll re-up those every 5 years, correct?
Right, and the hope is
with the street department equipment, it would be the same. Right. I mean, I know on like the length and longevity of that equipment and how it's been used and where it's at. Is that the plan to continue to update the street equipment like that, or you're going to have a different rotation where other vehicles would come in, like maybe the parks department or something like that? I'm just curious.
This will be basically street department, and if it comes to like after this 5 years, they get a lot of equipment they don't need as much, then we can.
Other ones?
Departments are.
Okay.
And the same way as this calls for like 3 dump trucks, a front end loader, backhoe, mowers. He's not going to go out and buy everything next year.
Right.
He'll stagger.
Well, because he's got it staggered in the plan that he gave us. There was like one or two things that he was getting now, different than the 15 police cars that we're getting right away. That was staggered. So I was curious how the plan is with that, because your police vehicles are going to get a lot of wear and tear compared to something that might not get as much wear and tear. So I just was curious how we were going to continue that process, because I know that's a priority of making sure that our equipment is up to date.
Just hopefully do this the same as the fire trucks. When we first, every 5 years, either we do it and start over by the 15 police cars and then the street department, as well as if money at parks, or it'll just have to be looked at the end of 5 years.
It's just one of those things that where I take it that we're look at our worst equipment and our worst cars, that we're always going to make sure that those are the ones that go, correct? Okay. And also too, that this is no impact on the taxpayer. That was a question that I asked, I think probably 4 times last time, just to make sure that we got that on the record, and that was a big priority for all of us, so that's beneficial.
Any other discussion?
Well, the only question, we touched on this at the last meeting, but just to repeat again, because this does take us right to the doorstep of our debt limit, it is the financial consultant's feelings, your feelings, that we have other reserve funds that will take us through a urgency.
And over 5 years, I've obviously grown.
So theoretically, you'll have every 5 years, you'll be at your debt limit, then slowly down as you go, and then at it and slowly down, correct? Okay. So you're looking at possibly a 1 year time period where you're going to be at a really kind of just, hey, just pay attention, and you've got to make sure that you have access to those things. Okay.
Debt limit on the property.
Yeah. And if we continue to have investments like this, yeah, that'll over time take care of that. So.
Right.
Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief. I will say that since we put this program in place 20 years ago and replaced a fire truck every 5 years, it has worked out, for lack of a better term, perfectly. Just about the time the one truck reaches its frontline status, yeah, we're able to buy the new truck. So it has worked very well for the fire department, and I don't see why it wouldn't work just the same for the other city departments. Thank you.
And as someone who was around before we instituted this program, used to be some of the leading budget requests were duct tape and baling wire to hold some of the things together. So I think it is a step forward.
I mean, it puts it's something that we've talked about. I know a couple of us for 4 or 5 years is getting on a rotation for our police vehicles, and that's been a priority that we put down. And we, you know, took different funds from other places instead of doing the typical 2 vehicles. We've done 4 and we've done 5, and now to be able to put us in this spot where we're going to be able to actually achieve something that we've talked about, that's a positive place to be in. Bryce, I do have a question for you. When's the last time that you've gotten this much equipment to be able to update it? I mean, you've got some stuff in there that's pretty old, if I'm correct. Right. Thank you.
Off question.
Yes.
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 Scott Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 45-2016 passed by voters. Next up is ordinance 46-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of fire equipment general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain fire equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on the bond.
Make a motion for first reading for ordinance 46-2016.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 46-2016.
Bond ordinance number 46-2016, ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of fire equipment general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for the acquisition of certain fire equipment of the city and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of bonds section 1 through 16.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Yes.
Dan Revelette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 46-2016 passed by vote. Next up is claim.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $420,867.08.
Second.
By Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims amount of $420,807.08.
Oh, we got a question. Yeah.
Dan?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Grove?
Yes.
Yes.
Zero. Under miscellaneous, the next meeting due to Columbus Day will be held p.m. on Tuesday, the 11th. So I think that's just for
information. Yeah,
yeah, information.
I don't think since Andy's in the audience, I will report that the great class of 1971 at Lincoln High School had its 45th reunion, and I encouraged the class to go down and see Adams Coliseum during the open house. And all night I heard rave reviews. Some of them had not been there since probably the last pep session in 1971, and so they were. It has changed a great deal, and they were very, very pleased with it. So, and also all the volunteers, and I know city workers and the police department and everybody that works to ensure a safe homecoming, they deserve a lot of credit. And I don't know who does the cleanup on the Riverfront Pavilion, but I was down at the farmer's market Saturday morning, and it did not look like the same Riverfront Pavilion that I left late into the evening Friday night. So whoever did that, thank you. It was an amazing job.
And I drove down Second Street that day too, and it was all
it was
cleaned
very
up
clean
too.
So moved.